quite interesting topic, this one, and one that actually it always gets quite a bit of response, and that is that of quad bikes. Now, the Australian government is to make roll bars on all new quad bikes mandatory within 2 years. The chair of the New Zealand Trauma Committee and from the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons, Lee Hsieh, was quoted in an item by Jared Hutching on this issue, saying the same needs to happen in New Zealand. To quote, people are continuing to die or suffer horrific injuries as a result of quad bike crashes. Now, since 2006, 64 people have been killed on quad bikes while working, most of them farmers and farm workers. Fed Farmers President Katie Mills said it should be up to farmers, to choose whether to use protection devices or not. So look around the panel first. I think you might have answered it earlier, Carlo. Have you or have you not been on a quad bike?
Sadly, no.
They look like fun, but I'm going to put my hand up and say I have not been near one.
I wish. It's like on my bucket list.
It's on the bucket list, yeah, to do a bit of a bike along the G's. Connor, you have, huh?
Yeah. And look, this is an interesting one because I think the concern that some people have is that if you put on a frame, it actually can do more harm than good. But I think the technologies are developing and evolving now, and New Zealand should seriously look at it. And I know that there was all sorts of committees put together to review and look at what the best way it was to protect people on quad bikes. Because when they tip upside down and you're underneath them, it's just a physical challenge. And, 60-odd people haven't won that. So if you can have some device or whatever that adds to the protection of them, just like seatbelts add to the protection. They don't always save you, but they do add to the protection of the person in an accident.
Are they easy to tip? Like, have you ever tipped?
I have come very close to tipping
on.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, so I think what you find, a lot of those accidents, I think, often are when people are tired and at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Or when people are doing some crazy things, or sometimes, just accidents just happen. So it is going to, you are going to have accidents with those sort of vehicles, as you do with any sort of vehicle. So, yeah.
Well, as expected, a bit of response on this one. Tim says, I absolutely agree. My dad was stuck for 7 hours under his quad bike. Yeah. They are vicious. Wow. That's from Tim. Now, so, I mean, here's the thing, right? So I was reading that there are two key issues with quad bikes. One, there's very little space under it if it's upside down. Mm. And two, the centre of gravity is low, making it hard to push off if a rider is pinned under.
Yeah. So they're heavy too. They're very heavy as well.
So as I understand it, a roll bar would help, especially the modern iterations of roll bars, which are not the rigid ones, but they're kind of the more flexible ones. I can't understand, Connor, why New Zealand wouldn't follow the Australian recommendations and actually go for it. I mean, if we're seeing these sorts of vicious injuries or deaths, what's not to lose? What's to lose, rather?
Well I think the concern that some people have is that what is to lose is more lives, that the roll bars might kill more people than they save. But we're not going to know that until we put them on these things. So I think you're right, Wallace. I think that they are doing it in Australia. I think technology has made advances in the last few years so that the roll bars aren't such so rigid and they don't kill you the same way if they are flexible. It should seriously be looked at again. But I know it's been an ongoing issue and concern for the farming community. Oh, absolutely.
Can I ask a silly question?
There are no such things as silly questions on the panel, Carlo.
But like with all these kinds of things, it always makes me wonder about the economic impact on the community. Like, how much more would it cost if everyone had to do this? Can the farming community afford to upgrade to these new machines?
That's a good question.
I appreciate the question, but the cost of these bars relative to the cost of the machine is a lot. It's minuscule.
So it's not really that issue.
Well, I think if they're new machines, the cost will be pretty low. Depending on what sort of technology is used, it might cost a bit to alter the machine, the original, quad bike to have some slots for these things to go into. That might cost a bit more, but if you're going to save someone's life, really, you're going to be the guy that hasn't done it because you saved $1,000? I mean, I just don't think that argument runs. I think what needs to happen is you need to be able to prove that these things are do save lives and don't don't kill more people. And that's where the question mark still is, I think, in the minds of some people here in New Zealand.
Yeah, quite a bit of response from our sort of rural community here. Someone says, it's mandatory to wear a seatbelt in my car, so why not safety equipment on a quad bike? Another one says, quad bikes are as safe as any other vehicle when used correctly, but you can't save people from themselves. Muppets will always be Muppets. And that is one thing that is coming through, Connor, as well, that there is a way to use quad bikes. But I was actually thinking, in terms of enforcement, it'd be quite hard to enforce rules when you're alone on a farm.
Well, it's the same with bike helmets.
Yes.
It's the same issue, and that's a bit of a cultural thing. But probably the easiest way for me to answer this is, you know, would I have one of these things on my quad bike? And for me, if I understand the advances in technology, the answer is yes.
Are you
because would? Yeah, absolutely. Because if you know, you've got several, you know, a very heavy bike coming on top of you, and it's just you and the ground and nothing in between, you know, unless you've got something like that, you're going to be in trouble. Because it's not just the people that die; it's the people who get injured as well that are being affected.
And as you sort of inferred, Carlo, it's the community. When people have these terrible injuries and got to live with them, you know, just from one accident, hey, you know, it can affect families for decades. Mm.
But you know, they're also right to say there are idiots. There's idiots on every sort of vehicle. There's idiots on those, you know, stupid scooters that we have all around the city.
There is that too. Have you? What about you? What about Lime Scooter? What about scooters? E-scooters, Carlo? You're a fan of those, away from quad bikes?
Well, because I always have my 2-year-old with me, always. So that just sounds like a
It's a no-go
recipe for disaster.